Warning. The episode you are about to listen to is for entertainment purposes only. If you are easily offended and do not have a bit of a dark, quirky sense of humor, this podcast may not be for you. All opinions expressed are just for fun. Get ready for some effing and jeffing with Kate and Mark in Back to Bond. Enjoy.
Hey, Bondies!
We are begging for cash, so if you think what we do is all right...
And you want to make a little donation...
Please go to buymeacoffee.com/backtobondpodcast.
Minimum donation is $5, which is around £3.95.
Thanks, Bondies.
I've been expecting you, Mr. Barr.
Hello!
And welcome to episode 11 of
Back to Bond! And now, what we're going to review today?
Today we're going to be doing... Moonraker!
Which is evidently more tuneful than the actual theme tune of the Moonraker.
Oh, yeah, because we've got Bassy back for Moonraker.
We've got Bassy back.
But a bit of a shit song.
But did like the disco version at the end.
Why?
Why they put that at the beginning?
Yeah, that should have been the actual theme.
I love
theme.
That one.
So that was
Where
good.
Are you? Because it went better with the disco beat.
Yeah, it was a bit of a sad song otherwise.
Disco Bond.
Yeah.
You know.
So, Moonraker, 1979, MGM synopsis time. Roger Moore returns for his fourth stint as the suave super agent James Bond and blasts into orbit in this pulse-pounding adventure that takes 007 from Venice to Rio de Janeiro. And on to outer space. When Bond investigates the hijacking of an American space shuttle, he and beautiful NASA scientist Holly Goodhead are soon locked in a life or death struggle against Hugo Drax, a power mad industrialist whose horrific scheme may destroy all human life on Earth.
Well, that's good.
Yeah?
It's very succinct. Succinct. We like that word.
The world in context, world affairs, 1979.
Oh, yeah, let's have a look. Moscone and Harvey Milk got shot. Who were not sure by who are we?
No, you think it's some crazed homophobe. I think it's a crazed office worker.
Yeah.
Did Moscone survive?
No, I think I'm sure there was two of them were shot. Have you seen the movie?
Nah.
With Sean Penn. Are you like Sean Penn?
I like Sean Penn. Like James Franco. I haven't seen it.
Oh, they get a loving going on.
I know.
You know, it's all quite San Francisco loving, isn't it, really?
It'd be right up my street.
Right. I know you're going to create any more jokes.
Up his street, right?
Right up that alley. Like a pair of alley cats. Harvey Milk, obviously, was the first gay mayor in America, in San Francisco. And he gets assassinated. But it didn't get done as a murder.
Oh, yes.
It didn't get done as a
murder. That rings bells. I think it was done as like a manslaughter. I'm sure I read probably on Wikipedia that this guy is like deeply ashamed of what he did. He's not going around like patting himself on the back.
Oh, he'd be out now, wouldn't
he? Yeah, yeah. Oh, he's been out for years.
But... No, not the closet though. Although I never know, don't come back and shoot us. And speaking about unusual gay trysts, we've got Jeremy Thorpe and Norman Scott and the murder conspiracy, which I was telling you to watch the Hugh Grant show because it just tells you everything you need to know, really.
Yeah.
It's a great story. And it's great. The drama's really good. Jeremy Thorpe was the Liberal MP. He was a really great MP. Sadly, the only thing that anybody ever remembers Jeremy Thorpe for was the fact that he had a secret gay relationship because he was married. He was heterosexual. Well, he's bisexual. They only ever remember him as trying to kill
Norman Scott.
Which didn't happen.
Yeah.
Thorpe Park opens. A place I've never been, have you?
No, never been to Thorpe Park.
Right, don't like that. Sony Walkman goes on sale in Japan. I had one of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it what good?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's real landmark stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's good, it's good. Gilbert Island becomes independent from the UK and called...
Kimbati?
Where is Gilbert Island?
No idea. But I was just excited because more things were becoming independent from the UK. So it's a bit of a theme. The Ba'ath Party. We've got Saddam Hussein arrests and executes 68 people from his own party. That was a kind of a show of power. Basically, fall in line or you and your family will be killed. So, I mean, this is 79, so this isn't full.
So this is early Saddam, isn't it?
Early Saddam Hussein.
Saddam. Life of Brian is released. Great movie.
Yeah.
Very, very topical in places. Mountbatten is killed.
Mountbatten's killed by the IRA.
By the IRA, yeah. Rapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang. First rap song. Brilliant record.
Yeah.
They were signed to a record label. This is even more interesting, which was owned by a woman.
Oh.
Which was a very rare thing in them days.
Yeah, that was.
St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Gain independence from the UK.
Where's that?
No idea. Guess the name. Tropical Island.
Iran hostage crisis begins. I remember that actually when it happened. Iranians take 90 hostages.
The Shah is... The Shah of Iran,
yeah.
Is overthrown and Iran is declared an Islamic Republic. It's a lot of younger people storm the embassy and take hostages and the hostage crisis lasts over a year, maybe a year and a half. The one-child policy begins in China, but there are actually a lot of exceptions.
Is it?
Yeah, it was... If your first child was a daughter, you could go on to have a second child.
Oh.
Things of that nature. And I think if you were more rural, you could have more than one child. But, I mean, they were strict and there was a lot of horrendous enforcement going on.
Ew.
With that.
On a better note, I've got YMCA. It was released by the Village People.
With classic.
With Caitlyn Jenner. Back when she wasn't Caitlyn Jenner.
When she was Bruce Jenner.
Steve Guttenberg in Gold Hot Pants, if I remember rightly.
Oh, as they say, Don't Stop the Music.
Don't Stop the Music, yeah. YMCA. Do You Think I'm Sexy? Another camp classic. Mad Max got released. I like Mad Max. Quadrophenia. A great movie. And to tie in with Quadrophenia, I've got Brighton First Nudist Beach.
Yeah.
Me and Gary went to that nudist beach, but with trunks on.
Oh, was any nudist people?
You had a... yes, there was.
Oh.
And we thought young body beautifuls or whatever... The guy looked like a geography teacher in his 60s.
Oh, they always do. It's all middle-aged, portly men and women who are nudists. Never like Hollywood hotties.
It's not a Hollywood hottie. It's not a hottie. It's not a Kelvin Fletcher.
No. That was a shame.
It's all... We felt duped. Aliens got released. First gay and lesbian civil rights march on Washington, D.C. Approximately
100,000 people.
Oh, no, it's 100,000 people.
I know everyone's clamouring for some East Germany news in 1978. So...
Is that bloody wall still up?
The wall at this point is massive.
Yeah,
they haven't got the L-shaped wall yet.
Is it not?
No, that'll be coming soon. Peter Strelzik and Gunter Wetzel managed to get their families from East to West Germany in a hot air balloon.
Wow. So,
yeah, there was a few...
When was it annexed? 1947?
1945.
45, just immediately after the war. so they couldn't correspond with each other.
Yeah, so everyone thinks of the wall in East Germany is just Berlin, but actually Berlin was in four pieces.
Yeah.
In Berlin was in the middle of East Germany, so you had like East and West Germany, like kind of like down the middle, right, but then within East Germany you just had a pocket. Pocket
of dreams.
Yeah. Pocket of capitalist dreams of the West. So
yeah,
a lot of the stories that you hear of people getting over the wall is just going from the actual East Germany into West Germany and not Berlin.
Oh,
I mean, a lot of them actually just got into Berlin though, so.
All right. Moonraker.
You've got the Moonraker shuttles on top of a commercial plane.
Yep.
Got two robbers. One of them looks like Jesse Eisenberg.
Oh, yeah.
And then the plane blows up.
It blows up the backdraft because it takes off, doesn't it?
The
shuttle takes off and then it explodes the plane behind it.
Yes.
Yeah. Space shuttle, trust the RAF. Shuttle goes off the plane. The back heat casseroles the plane.
M goes the Money Penny. Get James Bond back from that African job.
Yep.
And I couldn't quite decide.
What African job?
Well, no, because he's on a plane making out with some woman.
Oh, yes, he is. Yeah. 1 inch higher. He has all pops.
Oh, yes.
So we've got the return of Jaws. James Bond's not very lucky on planes.
Yeah, planes and hotel rooms.
Because he gets kicked out.
Oh, yeah. So she's revealed to be the bad guy quite quickly.
Yeah.
And then who's the pilot?
Blofeld.
So, yeah, and so basically James Bond gets shoved out of the plane.
He gets shoved out of the plane.
Absolute nightmare fuel. He's got no parachute.
Yeah.
The pilot, I wrote the pilot down because the pilot jumps out as well.
Oh, right, yeah, the pilot jumps out.
Because that's who... So James Bond's, like, free-falling, and he manages to get onto the pilot, and he steals the pilot's parachute.
He steals the pilot's parachute. If I remember rightly, it took about 86 takes.
Oh, my God. I mean...
it took 88 shots, that was it.
Wow.
To get... Obviously, it's really good, though.
Yeah.
Because you can see it's actually people doing it. You know what I mean? And I don't like heights, so it was quite frightening.
And they must have had some strong wig glue on for everyone.
Yeah, they had... Obviously, there was a bit of it, though. I don't know if you've seen it, where it goes a little bit too close in and sees not Roger Moore. And there's a bit where Jaws has come back down and it looks like it's sort of somebody with a Jaws mask on.
Yeah.
You know, and all that. But apart from that, I did like that obviously gets the parachute off him and then he zooms down. It was so well done.
That was really well done.
And it looks spectacular.
It's very everything. High octane shit.
It was I don't know if he had one of them. It would have probably just floated back up and hit Jaws. And
yeah. Eat shit. Oh,
So it's good because Jaws is back and I really love Jaws. Jaws does the thing, like a cartoon thing, where he tries to fly, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember? And then it goes a bit silly and then he lands in the tent.
Lands in the circus tent.
The circus tent. That was it. And then it goes into the slightly bland theme tune.
Yeah, I've just put some and then inverted commas, graphics over the girl. She's pretending to be Superwoman. Because there's a bit of...
Oh, God, yeah. None of the graphics for this aren't good. It's like it's been like an afterthought.
Yeah.
I didn't think it sort of... And the song wasn't great.
Song was not great.
No.
I was expecting the same tune for Goldfinger, but as Moonraker.
Moonraker.
Yeah.
De-de-de-de.
I was disappointed.
No, I didn't like it. I didn't like it.
I've just got that the song's forgettable.
Yeah.
I mean, they do a bit of flashy stuff on the credits, but it's not impressive.
No, it all feels a bit flat, feels a bit tired.
Yeah.
You know, and but I think they'd probably spent all the budget by that point because it did go to a lot of different places, didn't it?
It did.
Which I enjoyed. It's a very global Bond movie. Obviously, because a lot of it was filmed in France because, if I remember rightly, it was a tax dodge. Because the tax laws in Britain, I know, meant they moved the film to France and a large part of it was filmed in Rio de Janeiro.
Oh.
After Shirley's sing, I've got Money Penny has had a perm.
I've got Money Penny's hair is criminal.
We both have the same. Yes, the hair looked weird. It looked stuck on.
It looked terrible. Yeah. It was a bit, dare I say, Thatchery.
Oh, or yeah, it was a bit Iron Lady.
It was horrible.
We didn't like it.
Poor Lois Maxwell.
No, I wasn't a fan of the perm, which is why both of them mentioned it in separate things, because it's actually the first one we hadn't watched together in a while.
Yeah.
Fairly quick, we find out that it's Drax Industries, don't we?
Yeah, it's been stolen. So they know it's been stolen, it hasn't just been blown up.
No.
Q's dishing out some gadgets.
He is. Oh, he shoots the horse's arse on the paint.
Oh, yes, that bit was good.
I like that
bit. I like the TV behind the mirror. That was really good.
Very good, yeah.
Very futuristic, because we have similar things now.
We have similar things now. Head of the game, I think.
Yeah.
I've got the helicopter scene, which I liked. Remember the helicopter when it flies over Drax Enterprises?
Yes.
And then Hugo Drax has recreated a full French chateau.
Oh, yeah, so this is like when they're in California
when
with
they go to California.
Corinne Defoe.
Yeah, she was good.
She was good.
I liked her. I thought she was good, yes. I thought she was very good.
Lady with a helicopter.
A lady in a helicopter.
Lady pilot.
Women drivers.
Yeah, women drivers.
Women drivers.
So I think it's meant to be the Palace of Versailles.
Oh, yes.
That he's meant to have ripped off.
Brick by brick, wasn't it?
Brick by brick.
Yeah.
That's very authentic.
And that's what a millionaire should do.
Yeah.
I mean, what would you do out of the metro centre, the old metro centre rebuilt?
Yeah, I mean, smoke indoors again.
Oh, God.
Metroland.
Oh, Wet and Wild.
That's all shields.
It's not the Metro Centre.
How dare you?
It's shut though. They could recreate. Is it? Yeah, it's been shut for a while. It's got like weeds and all that growing. Wet and Wild. The French Chateau. And it's got all the girls and boys. It's once more hinting at a super race where they're all doing.
Yes.
Working out and all that.
And then because James Bond just can't help himself, he's like, oh, ooh, seems to have an eye for a good investment. He's looking at all the ladies and
the leotards. He's excited. I've wrote the words everything is bigger because really it all feels a lot more cinematic, doesn't it? It's well filmed.
Oh, yeah.
They use a lot of French cameramen for this one.
Oh, that's it. When they go in, and you meet Drax in the piano room.
£32 million it cost to make it.
Oh my God.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
It was the highest one. And Cubby Broccoli went, if that's what it takes, that's what it takes. Which is always a good thing.
Yeah.
But they still couldn't get Money Penny's perm right.
Skimped on that perm.
Hugo Drax, I liked him. French actor.
Oh, is he?
You weren't just putting it on. You weren't doing the, you know, the French accent. How would the English do it? It's proper French.
Oh, it wasn't dubbed with an English person doing a French accent.
He was dry and funny, but not cartoony.
Yeah.
It wasn't dialed up to 10. It was a little bit more subtler.
Yeah.
You know, when he was saying, oh, make sure some harm comes to him. And you know, it was all very droll, wasn't it? But I really liked him as the villain.
I thought it was good. I just thought it was a very unoriginal, I'm going to make like a master race of people.
Oh, yeah. I've been thinking
kind of thing. Very Hitler-y.
Hitler-y.
And they were all like blonde hair and stuff. And he's short black hair.
Like Hitler.
Like Hitler.
With a beard instead of a tash.
Yeah.
Written by, obviously, again, the guy who wrote the Confessions movies.
Oh.
I know. He got to do two of them.
Jesus. Did well, didn't he?
He did very well. But if, as you well know, Stromberg's idea was the country underwater kind of thing.
Oh, yep.
And of course, Drax is in outer space. So really, he's probably thought, they're not going to realise that the plot's eagerly similar to the Spy Who Loved Me, are they?
Oh, yeah.
Because it has a lot of similarities.
It does.
It's like a push, though.
Which, to be fair, didn't notice until you pointed out. So, you know,
okay.
Use the smarty pants.
We have the karate god and all that. Who knows, going to have a fight later on with them. And they have afternoon tea, don't they? It's very civilised.
Yeah, cucumber sandwiches.
Yes.
Very British.
Very
supposedly.
British cucumber sandwiches. So it's, I mean, it's an okay scene. It's, well, the set's huge.
Yeah.
The set's gorgeous. It's really beautiful. Everything was on the screen, wasn't it? We'll meet Hugo. Like him. Very good. And then I've got the bit here. I don't know if I've jumped a little bit, but I've got the bit where he meets Dr. Goodhead.
Yeah, yeah. I can't remember the premise as to why they're meeting Dr. Goodhead, but yeah.
He thinks Dr. Goodhead is a man.
Yes.
So Dr. Blowjob. I mean, Dr. Goodhead turns out not to be a man, turns out to be a woman.
Yeah, and she's so frosty with him.
Oh, she is.
But that's probably because he's just being like a condescending twat.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Like, oh, you're a lady. Doctor, nurse, good head.
Oh, you know. She was good. She was a good Bond girl. I think she was taking the Bond girls into another territory.
So I thought she was good. However, there's bits, and we'll come to it when, especially the centrifuge bit, and later on.
Oh, we're talking the chicken switch.
No. The way she reacts to, like, Bond nearly dying.
Oh, yeah.
Is really weird. And made us think, oh, my God, she's a shit actress. But as long as you didn't get her to do anything.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
As long as you didn't get her to do anything too authentic. Which was very good.
Yeah. Oh, God,
as a
character,
very good.
Roger, when he was in the...
The centrifuge.
The centrifuge, that one, but that centrifuge. The bit that always made us slightly cringe was a bit where his skin...
Oh, my God.
...was going up like that.
I thought they're going to be using, like, a stunt double or something, or they're just going to be getting him, like, in a seat going like... Oh, but no, yeah. I definitely had him. I mean, I don't think it was turned up to 11, but like, definitely had him in that, and his face was.
It was an air thing at the bottom.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was an air thing, and that was the thing too.
Oh.
But it still looked good.
The marvels of cinema. I thought they got him in a centrifuge, not the amount of G force. But, like, amount of, like... Because remember, like, those fairground rides?
Oh, yeah, when it looks like your face is slightly...
Where, like, it spins you and then, like, it goes up, but you're stuck on the wall.
Oh, God, yeah. I never went on them. I'm too much of a scaredy cat.
Oh, I went on them.
Frightened. Yeah, that's
but just, like, stood like that. Where people were doing, like, handstands and stuff like that. Yeah.
Oh, no, I couldn't do that. I couldn't too off. Me and my dad once went on a mouse that went on a little track, and it goes up a little bit like that. But it was, like, really doddery.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, the mouse is going to fall off. And it comes to the end, and then it does the slide down, and both of we weren't too...
Squealing.
his slightly butcher than my scream. My scream was very high-pitched. You know, and I think I grabbed onto him like that because I was just terrified. I can't do it. Roger was good. He looked vulnerable.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what I liked about it. It looked like wasn't playing it up, was he? Didn't he?
Yeah.
I liked that bit. Well, his vulnerability.
So, yeah. Oh, well, I mean, we're at that bit anyway. So the centrifuge, his face went mental.
Yep.
What did she say? She's just like, oh, so I can't remember why she was shit, but it was like, oh, my God, I think I've actually put in more emotion than it.
Actually, you might have done.
Like, yeah, it was really weird, so she didn't do all this, all the, like, straight lines.
Oh, yeah.
Normally, but then as soon as it was like, oh my God, you could have died, it was really weird the way she was coming out with it.
Oh.
It was a bit weird. But who was it that put the...
the thing up?
Yeah.
It was the...
Karate Man.
The karate guy. He was doing a Comic-Con, actually, some point in the near future.
Is he?
Yeah, I'd seen it. I was watching a Doctor Who thing, and it was, they were saying about the Comic-Con.
Oh, I got my Hornblower box set signed by Paul McGann for £20.
Did you? He was a Doctor Who.
He was a Doctor.
He was a Doctor Who, yeah.
Obviously, wasn't really interested in Doctor Who.
Oh, yeah. What was he like?
He was really nice.
Oh, I've seen him in interviews. He's really... there should be more working class people in the arts and all that.
Yeah.
So he seems like a good egg.
He's very nice. And he'd never seen the Hornblower box set before. Nice. He also does a podcast. I think he just narrates it, though. I don't think he, like, he's, like, proper involved. Called Great Dictators. It's very good. And his voice is like velvet.
Oh, yes, because he was in a TV show called The Monocle Mutineer, which was about World War One, which is about conscientious object. He's still really good looking.
Oh, yeah, he's aged well. He's
very handsome, you know. He could have been a Bond. Because he's got the look. He'd have been able to do the physicality. Probably better than Roger. Because I've got to be quite honest, the wind thing, I thought was going to blow off one of Roger's liver spots.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
He's looking old.
Yes.
However, Bond at this point, if we're staying with the timeline,
yeah,
he's actually 49.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like Roger's 49 at this point.
Roger probably may be 40. Yeah, actually he might be. Because I think he stopped doing them at 55.
Christ almighty.
He might as well have just had a bus pass back for the end of it, you know what I mean? Back to Helicopter Lady.
Yes.
No, I like that bit.
You almost say a tit. I've got that wrote down.
She's good. I like Helicopter Lady. There's more spying done in this one. The pace is great.
Snooping around in our room.
Snooping around in the room and all that. We'll have later on... well, it's quite a little short scene though, isn't it, really, and all that sort of thing.
Shags her.
Oh, he does shag her. Yeah.
Shag 24.
Shag 24. It does shag her.
So she's told him to stop snooping around the room and he just continues. And then he opens the safe with a little cigarette case that he's got. Bit. That was good. Oh, she kind of helps him. So immediately, like, oh my God, she's going to die.
Yeah.
She's going to die a death. Oh my God. And what a death. But we'll come up to it in about 2 minutes. And then there's a little mini camera. Oh, and the lens. He has a little mini camera because he's taking pictures of whatever's in the safe.
Oh,
and it says 007.
On the thing, yes.
In the little lenses in one of the O's, and I thought that was a real nice touch.
I like that, it was very good. Got the Goldfinger style grouse shooting.
Yep, we've got a duck shoot or grouse shooting.
Or a duck shoot or whatever, killing birds.
Yeah.
Yeah, he meets two more dignified women. Because actually he meets two women when he first meets Drax, when he goes, oh, this is lady such and such, and this is lady.
And then they get chewed out. Man talk.
But did you realise that they came back?
Nah.
At the end?
No.
They were in the space shuttle?
Oh.
So it did have a bit of a through line. When I first see it, I was thinking, when you get introduced to these girls and then you don't see them, and then there was another two women, and then you don't see them. And do you know where I mean?
Yeah.
And I was sitting all that. But yeah, it's that part of the race.
Oh.
The master race. It's the master race. Bond shoots the guy in the tree.
Oh yeah, that bit was good.
Do you miss your target, Mr. Bond?
Yeah.
You know.
And the guy plops out of the tree.
He falls out. Bond shot the guy. And now we're coming to one of the scenes I found the most frightening.
Bear in mind, I've seen this film more than once.
Yeah.
Absolutely forgot that this is how she dies. It's just absolutely horrifying. Would you like to describe the death?
Well, I got wrote down here as a bit like an Omen-style death, as if it was devil dogs or something. The dogs, the Dovermans run after Helicopter Lady.
Corinne DeVert.
Corinne DeVert. And obviously, well, she's killed, isn't she?
Yeah, so you just see her running, and then the dogs running after her, and then, because Drax is like, I know you're helping Bond.
It's like a weird Kate Bush video.
Oh, yeah.
Which is running through the field.
It just reminded us of Game of Thrones.
I found it very distressing when I first seen it. I actually found it very distressing when I seen it.
I skipped it when I remembered what was going to happen. I skipped it because I was like, I don't want to watch her be like chased down by dogs.
And then mauled by two dogs.
Yeah.
Oh God, yeah. It was really, I mean, it's a great scene, but it's too real.
Yeah, it's too brutal, too real. I'll watch a man get shot in the dick, but I won't watch a woman get chased down by dogs.
I couldn't, oh God, I know, yeah, it's just, and it just seems like a nightmare, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Like, there's some kind of nightmare in the middle of it. After that, well, a bit of light relief, because we've got the glass bit, where he goes, he goes to try and find the glass thing in Venice.
Oh, yeah, Venice was nice, wasn't it?
I've never been, but it looked good.
Venice glass.
Miss Goodhead's there. She pops up.
So this is like a glass factory of sorts.
Oh God, yeah, go on.
But they just like let him walk in.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he's a spy, but he wasn't very inconspicuous. He just literally just walks in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then people are like blowing glass and stuff, just like, oh, there's that guy in a suit.
Oh, there's Roger.
Just walking through.
There's Roger just doing his thing. For that weird hexagon style glass thing.
Yeah.
I think I know what it was dealing with. I can't really remember the bit. So we had the glass bit. He had a bit flirty with the woman.
Yeah, she turns him down flat.
She does too, she's not interested. And then obviously I have the gondola thing which turns up. I like that. The gondola thing was very quick.
I did like it. I mean,
I like the funeral boat better.
I literally wrote funeral boat!
I put funeral boat here. Yeah. God, I must have been thinking the same thing.
Oh my God, like things. Woo!
Funeral boat, I like the funeral boat. I thought it was there was a funny touch when he went straight back in the coffin.
Yeah.
You know, and I thought, that's funny.
I like that. I was sad for Gondola Man. Just an innocent Gondola Man.
He got off straight away, really, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got straight away. It slightly speeds up, camera-wise, and then we'll have the boat go through Venice.
I like the old man choking on his cigarette. That was good.
No, Alfie Bass, yeah, used to be a famous character actor, Alfie Bass. And he was smoking a cigarette, wasn't he?
Oh, because after a short little canal chase, I guess, what happens to the gondola?
Oh, it goes up on the path.
It goes into a hovercraft.
Oh, yeah, it goes into a hovercraft. Which apparently they couldn't get clearance to get cleared. So the 2 hours today were actually just watching it getting filmed as Roger Moore's going through the thing.
Oh, so they just did it anyway.
Gorilla filming, isn't it? Yeah, I'll put the speedboat race mercifully short. Because it didn't drag it out. You don't really need it dragged out.
Bear in mind, we've had a lot of boat chases at this point.
Oh, yeah, it was the 70s.
Some were unnecessary. So I'm glad that this one was relatively quick. Yeah. And the boat did it with a hovercraft.
And then we'll have the close encounters theme comes up.
I wrote that. I was like, is that not close encounters?
I wrote close encounters.
Oh, my gosh.
I wrote laboratory scene is great. Because I quite liked it, actually, it had a little bit more threat to it.
I just got James Bond's dressed like Johnny Cash. He's all in black. I did like the lab scene. It's a bit, obviously, you see them die, don't you?
Yeah.
It's a bit much.
Oh, God, yeah, because you see the guy kind of, as he's getting choked to death, doesn't he? Roger's not going to open that door. You know, let a bit of fresh air in.
No, but he can't. It's all inflated. Airtight.
And then I've got, do you remember the glass scene with the henchman? It was a karate man.
Oh, yes, because I've got, the lab techs are back, the glass is broken, the doors are sealed, the techs suffocate in seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, no, but the rats are okay. Because you see the rats.
Oh, yeah.
Evil henchman pops out in his full Kendo uniform.
He does. Kendo Nagasaki.
And you just...
He used to be a wrestler.
Oh, yeah. The whole time I was thinking, this glass is coming back.
Yeah.
And oh my God.
It was a glass window.
I've never seen so much glass be broken.
Oh, yes, it has. It was the biggest glass breaking stunt ever.
Wow.
At the time. Then we'll have Bond off some through the thing, lands in the piano with his legs sticking up, like Daffy Duck or something. And he goes, turns around, he went, "Play it again, Sam."
Oh, yes.
Fantastic.
Supposedly, "Play it again, Sam" is never said in Casablanca. It's one of those weird misquotes.
Oh, it's like "Beam Me Up, Scotty."
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot to find out what the real quote is, because I've been a bit shit this week.
You haven't been too well.
I've got sinusitis.
She's got sinusitis. Well, both not too well, actually, because we're both drained last week.
Oh, they were in the clock, and that clock's really famous, and I still didn't check it. But that clock's a thing. So they're in the glass museum, and they just smash it all up. They run upstairs into the clock tower above the museum. Luckily, though, under the stairs are some wooden boxes with Rio written on it.
Oh, that's how Bond knows I'm flying down to Rio.
And then...
You know what I mean?
The Kendo man gets thrown out of the clock tower.
He's off.
And then he's down... On the...
Yeah.
Is it an opera man? Or is it just some rando singing? Like a busker. Italian busker.
Oh, yeah. I was thought... Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
But we knew it was going to happen. You know, once we've seen that big stained glass window, I was thinking, that's a nice glass window. But it's going to get fucked.
I had in my head the entire time was...
Do-do-do-do-do.
Nick Lowe, "I Love the Sound of Breaking Glass."
Oh, yes.
That's a really underrated good song.
Well, I like that one. After then, I've wrote the word "deadly diary" because we'll get to find out that Holly Goodhead is a fellow spy for the CIA. Because the team up again, don't they?
Yes. Jesus, the light switch.
Oh, yeah.
He's fucking around with all her gadgets.
He was, and all he was doing the fucking rep. Do you know what I mean? It's good.
Is this, right, they go back into the fake glass place.
Oh, yeah, there's that bit.
And
there's
M and whatnot.
Yes, there's that bit. There. Yeah, and it's not there now, though. It's something else, isn't it?
Yes. It's made a fool of someone.
He's made a fool of it. M turns around and he goes, what was it? Well, I'm going to give you 2 weeks' leave. So you got like 2 weeks, you can go to Rio de Janeiro. Because by that time he knows that the box from Rio has got where we're going to find the Draxy.
Yeah, I've just got him being like, "Bollinger, the 69, you were expecting me." And it's just like,
was it 69?
Yeah.
That would be, oh my God, that was weird.
Certainly did. And then...
it's like Goodhead 69. There's no subtlety, really. No one adds a confessions guy.
I know.
Might as well be confessions of a dirty spy.
And then they use the word detente again.
Detente.
Which they used in the last film because I had to check what detente meant. It's a French word, but it just means like a warming of relations between countries.
Oh, right, yeah.
But it must have been a popular word in the 70s.
It's detente. Bond says, "I have friends in low places," which I thought was a good line. To, you know, how do you know about this and how do you know about that kind of thing. They have Nookie.
Yep, Shag 25.
Roger is Roger and Moore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I like it because he thinks that he's sneaking off. But she's awake.
Oh, yeah.
And
she's
like,
on board.
Good riddance.
She's thinking, yes, I'm going to play your own game. As you say, the different place with Drax, different place with 2 weeks leave of absence.
Oh, yeah, because
holiday in Rio.
The Gwyn with gas masks.
Oh, yeah, God, I
that was it.
Which I thought was overcautious.
Well, I mean, he saw those lab guys.
Came out though, didn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, and then he's like, I've never been so humiliated in my whole life. It's like, it's a bit of a shot of life you've had.
If he was a Tory, he would have had an orange put in an unusual place before now.
Exactly. He would have been sticking his fingers in his
O-O-7. We've got Jaws airport scene.
So Jaws is going to replace Char. So excuse me for calling him Kendo Man or Karate Man the whole time because his name's Char.
He has a name.
And now he's replaced by Jaws.
Oh, God, yeah. Because obviously he's dead.
Yeah.
And they've went, right, we're going to replace him with somebody. And we see the metal detector thing going into it. And the guy went, oh, my God. And then Jaws smiles. But even so, he seems cuddly.
He does seem a bit nicer in this one.
He seems cuddly. He smiles and he's like, so now we've got Bond in Rio.
There's a woman taking pictures.
Oh, yeah, just like in Doctor No.
Yeah?
Camera.
I thought there was going to be a car chase, but no. There isn't. Does that woman come back?
She does. She's in the apartment with him.
Oh, yes. You know,
when he goes in, she's in the apartment. Shag.
Yes.
Another shag. I've got woman photographer is in room Nookie.
Oh, yeah. Shag 26. I've got Manuela.
Yes, could be. She's a famous actress in England at one point. But I can't recollect where from. We've got the Rio carnival scene.
Yes.
Which is a lot better than the carnival scene in Thunderball.
That's true.
And not as long.
Not as long. Does the job?
Does the job. She nearly gets took away, doesn't she? The girl nearly gets took away by Jaws.
Oh, God, yeah.
That bit was frightening.
Nearly squeezes out of death.
Yep.
Yep.
That bit was frightening. I always thought that bit was frightening as a kid, actually.
That was a bit much because obviously she couldn't scream, but then you've got all the noise. People were walking past, but they didn't realize because it kind of looked like they were just like hugging or maybe smooching.
Oh.
And they didn't realize what was happening. So that was like proper in plain sight. Horrifying.
It was a horrifying scene.
Oh, the only thing I wanted to point out was, do you remember in Doctor No where you had that extra proper going for it when they were dancing?
Yeah.
When it comes onto the carnival scene, there's a woman in white and just proper like giving it a all, and it was just so funny. And so yes, I just thought I'd point that out.
And then
it was very tense because she can't scream.
Because Jaws had a big head on, didn't he? He had a carnival head on, so we kind of do know now that was him, but at the time we're just singing, and it was down the alleyway and all that, and it was very threatening.
Yeah.
And then, but he gets pushed away by a crowd of them, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And to do like a samba line, he's probably thinking, no, I want to go back and bite her neck. So then, after then, the cable car bit.
Bond and Dr. Goodhead find each other via telescope.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the telescope.
And then I've just wrote cable car with 3 explanation points. So I thought this cable car scene was in On Her Majesty's Secret Service, because there's also a cable car in that one. So I was like,
did you get a mix up?
Yeah, so I was like, oh, there's going to be a fight. And then it was just the ladies going down on the cable car. So I was excited.
The guy done it for real when he fell down the thing. He actually just grappled on because he said, oh, I'll just make it look like a fallen slide. I was thinking, who the fuck would do that?
Oh, my God.
I mean, I do hate heights, and Bond movies do have a thing about having things high up.
Do you not see those tits on YouTube who, like, go on a building and they'll, like, on a ridiculously high building and they'll, like, hold on by one hand and take a selfie with the other hand?
On slide down light things. Like
sometimes, yeah, but like sometimes that. These people die and that's the last photo that they've taken.
Oh my God.
But yeah, loads of people do it. It's ridiculous.
Daft. He started it all off, didn't he? And then obviously we'll have the little Jaws fight. The cable car thing, it's good. It's not like the car going underneath the water a bit, which was a bit more exciting.
Yeah, I mean, I thought, obviously, Jaws stopping it with his bare hands was good.
That was funny.
Yeah, I've got James Bond almost falls off the car, exclamation point. So I was obviously writing it down going, what's happening?
What's going to go on?
And then I also put Goodhead is a terrible actress.
Oh, you've got it in for.
I can't, so again, I can't even remember what she was doing, but I think it was just like, oh, James, the cable car has stopped, or like, I don't know. I felt like she wasn't reacting enough.
You felt like she wasn't giving enough to it.
Yeah, she wasn't bringing that A-game to these dramatic bits.
Yeah. But she was better than Goodnight.
Goodnight?
Yeah, I remember Goodnight from The Man with the Golden Gun.
No.
Britt Eklund.
Oh my God, yeah, I did hate her.
She was better than Britt Eklund.
Yeah.
But not as good as Barbara Bach.
Barbara Bach. Why is she not in this one?
Oh yeah, it would have been quite good if they brought her back.
They brought Jaws back.
I don't know, perhaps they just wanted another Bond girl.
I mean, like, that's fair, but it would have been alright.
So we've got the cable car, we've got the thing.
Oh yeah.
Jaws and the girl with the pigtail.
I like the zip lining with the big chain.
That bit was good.
That bit was very good. Yes.
I wasn't expecting an ambulance or something like that. Do you remember when all them people came up with the thing?
Oh, God, yeah.
Bashed them over the head.
Yeah, so they're like ready to go at it after that traumatic event of the cable car, and then, yeah, and gets kidnapped by fake ambulance people.
Ambulance guy. She uses her feminine wiles to flirt with the guy. James gets out of the thing. And then, what happens then? Does the guy slide down the bank or something?
Yeah, I've got an ambulance fight ensues. The ambulance comes out of the back. Yeah. The ambulance man comes out the back and smashes into the sign so he looks like a little cigarette.
Oh, yes. There was a lot of product placement, and all because there was another board for 7-Up and it was huge. Oh,
she just left her in the ambulance. Oh, yeah. And then I've just got that his dress is like a comedy Clint Eastwood.
Oh yes, we'll have the Magnificent Seven musical cue comes up. Is it going like dee 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 dee? And so he's dressed as Clint Eastwood.
Oh, for fake HQ?
Yeah. Another one actually to join the one that was in the Egyptian pyramids.
Mm.
Similar kind of idea, isn't it?
Yeah.
Obviously the one on the boat where the boat was all on a slant.
Yeah.
So the secret... M's just got secret HQs. We'll have a speedboat chase.
Oh, yeah, I've got him. Bond needs to get a flower from the Amazon.
That's
it. Will there be a speedboat chase?
Speedboat chase. Not all that. Well, it was okay, but this is the one where Jaws goes over the rafters, doesn't he?
Yeah, so Jaws is involved in this boat chase. There's a lot of explosions.
Yeah.
I've got, is his girlfriend helping? Is she there?
I don't think so. I think she reappears later on, doesn't she? The boat chases, I think, have been done, so they could have dropped the boat chase and done something else.
But
he does come out on the glide, I think, doesn't he?
You think he's going to go off the side of the waterfall at a certain death, and instead he's on a paraglider.
He's on his glider.
To...
probably puffing away on a cigar.
Yeah.
You know, pa, 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 pa.
Manages to glide himself to a Amazonian mansion.
Oh, yes, he follows that lady.
Yeah.
And then we're going to a kind of Garden of Eden scene.
Yeah.
You know, all the girls are revealed. That was seen up to that point. So we see all the girls coming in. It was before the shuttle bit. We see them in
there.
A scene with a snake. Who you'd be relieved to know that a snake was fake.
Oh, yeah. So he manages to kill it with a pen.
Yeah. Pen is mightier than the sword. Jaws lifts him out.
Yeah.
I've got a like Drax's lair. It's very impressive.
He's got the orchid.
Oh, yes, the orchid.
The moonrake as a launcher.
Oh, yes, it's going to be launched. Because the orchid thing, is it because it's deadly?
Yes.
And they're going to harness a deadly orchid.
Yeah, but it was extinct.
Oh, they brought it back.
Oh, they thought it was extinct and this is like the last one.
Oh, yeah.
Is it in a glass hexagon?
Yeah, I think so. Oh. I think it is. I think we've got the hexagon. Yeah, I think it is. Because actually, to be quite honest, after here, it kind of rattles on. because it's only really action, because it's more action-y, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So in a more action scene. I liked the bit where the shuttle was taken off and he had to hide in that little gap.
Oh my God, yeah. That was like quite elaborate. So does James Bond explode the air vent and that's how they get out into the air vent?
Oh, yes.
And then he says, bang on time.
I've wrote that bit, bang on time.
Yes.
Yep. And then we get to see Bond in space.
Bond in space?
I've got, it's very 2001. It's very atmospheric. In the shuttles, we get to see the Aryan youth.
Yeah.
The animals go in 2x2. Perfection.
I thought the sets were top notch before they go to space. Like that big set for the rocket launching off.
Oh, with all the TVs. They had like
little double cars. There's no monorail, which I was disappointed with.
No monorail.
Yeah.
I liked it. I mean, you can see where the money went. You know what I mean? Because it was big.
And yeah, and then they're in the one of the Moonrakers.
They all go up there.
The radar.
I was just going to say can't be spotted from Earth. In all that, General Gogol, who's back.
I thought it was him.
Second one. Yeah. And I had the bit where Drax says, because they're going to shoot them things out, and he goes, it's necklaces of death around the globe.
Oh.
So that was a good line, actually.
Yeah. I wasn't a massive fan of the no gravity parts.
Oh, yeah.
Because people either looked like they were on ropes, which they clearly were.
The wired, yeah.
Or they just looked like they were walking around pissed.
Oh, yeah. Actually, yeah, it looked like that dreadful bit in Diamonds Are Forever where they have the fake moon landing and the guy runs as if he's in zero gravity on the thing.
Yeah.
So he can't reach him. It's not, yeah, I mean, that bit's not all that great. I like the bit because we have the bit where Roger says, oh, yeah, you're going to have, like, a master race sort of thing in space with nobody with any imperfections. Jaws thinks, But so does the girl with the pigtail.
Yeah, his girlfriend.
As if she's imperfect.
All the sexy people are disembarking. Jaws and girlfriend are there. Yeah. Drax is having a mental speech.
Yep.
Decided to take it upon himself to wipe out Earth and Adam and Eve it. Arrogant twat.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Obviously, the Americans turn up. Because he knocks off the satellite, which blocks the...
Oh, the radar blocker.
The radar blocker. They all launch into space and all that. A big old space battle.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Actually, sorry, just following on. You were right about Jaws. It was like a real existential... Does he not feel worthy of the NASA race because of his giganticism?
Oh, yeah. He's got mental teeth.
He's got mental teeth and I'm guessing a pituitary gland tumour.
Oh, on his head?
I think so.
Like a big giant egg on the head?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, could be, yeah. I like it when they swap to being goodies.
I liked it.
It was quite seamless.
I knew it was coming and thought I would hate it.
Yeah.
But actually, yeah.
I thought it was alright. I thought it was okay.
Just because like that one bit just turns him...
The kids all wrote in and went, please make Jaws a good guy.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I heard this and I would have just been like, no.
Yeah.
No, he's terrifying. He's got metal teeth. He bites people's throats out.
Yeah.
Crush people with his bare hands. He's like a
Rottweiler, isn't he?
Yeah.
Just going for all these people, biting and biting. It's just too much.
It is good though.
Drax gets disposed of quite. Because he gets disposed of, actually, in the space layer, doesn't he? He gets killed that way. Because he goes out that shaft thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, you've slightly jumped ahead, but I will allow it.
Go on.
Because he's going to shoot James Bond some kind of laser fight.
Yeah.
That was good. There was lots of explosions.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then obviously do they put him in a pod, or do they just kick him out like trash?
He just gets kicked out, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And he just floats off. And I thought, oh yeah, it's alright. It was quick though.
That was quite quick.
Yeah, it was quick. I got the release system, jam, Jaws and the girl help Bond escape. Oh yes, because he bites the thing, didn't he? Oh. He fucking bites everything, though, doesn't he? You know, I mean, he has got metal teeth, I suppose.
Yeah.
If he's got a talent, he might as well use it. You know what I mean? So he bite the thing. I've done the bite marks there. He helps Bond to escape. I always thought that Jaws died.
Oh.
For some reason. I thought they died. Him and the girlfriend had died and he'd helped Bond escape. And I was thinking, oh, well, that's sad. But then yeah. I don't realise that when you got down to Cape Canaveral, the guy went, oh, yeah, there's a big giant guy and another woman here. So they obviously escaped.
Yeah.
And I didn't hear the bit where Roger went, oh, yeah, he'll be halfway down. I think so even Roger knew that they escaped.
Yeah.
I just thought they'd both got killed. And it exploded.
I mean, if this was in any way realistic.
If it was the Craig era, it would have happened.
They would have been space dust along with the space station.
And then you have the endy bit where he's playing Astro Wars, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He's got to shoot all the things and all that. I mean, we know what's going to happen because we know the kick is he's going to explode them. But I did think there was a bit of threat in the way that he had to go manual. And she went, oh, you've only got one more chance to do this.
Yeah.
And then it's sort of like that, but he finally he does it.
Yeah, that was a good Space Invaders.
It was a good stuff. And then he explodes it. We have the nookie scene.
Oh my God, how good was this?
Oh yeah, it was brilliant. He's having sex, the radar through to, is it the Queen? And loads of like famous people and all that.
Yeah, and the minister who was humiliated before, he's back on board.
Right off. So you've got him there. M says, what is Bond doing? And Q says, he's attempting re-entry or something.
Oh, yes.
I thought it was re-entry.
Oh.
But it's re...
He's attempting re-entry. yeah, it was just like, ooh, how did they get away with that?
It's very naughty.
I know.
It is very naughty. And then she goes, take me around the world one more time. And then we get the great disco version.
Amazing disco version. Yep.
I think we've rattled through this quite quick.
Oh my God, we have. I think it's because we quite liked it.
Oh, I quite liked it. It was funny though.
How many gunshots?
I've got to be quite honest. When we were saying before that I kind of flip-flop between, oh, I like it, I'm not all lucky, I don't think it's as good as anything. I really, really enjoyed it last time I watched it, and I would probably give it 6.
Oh.
And it used to be quite low on me rankings.
I would give it a 5.
5's good.
But it's very good. Like, if you ask us next month if I like Moonraker, I'll be like, oh, no, it's shite. I really enjoyed watching it.
Oh, yeah.
It's action-packed.
Yeah.
Not treading any new ground with the storyline.
No, no, I mean, I don't think the story did, but I think it was slightly darker than The Spy Who Loved Me. I think it was a lot darker and it was a lot more threatening it and all that. So I think it's... Yeah, I really liked it. I thought it was great. I thought it was really, really good. That's a really great movie. Alternative Bond, I'm kind of thinking 1979. I shall say Martin Sheen.
Oh!
He was in The Professionals.
That is a good shout. Mm. Martin Sheen, he would have been really, really good.
And he would have been the only Bond who's acted with Gary. Because Gary was on Martin Sheen's show as an extra. George Gently.
Are you thinking of Michael Sheen?
Martin Sheen of The Professionals?
Martin Sheen as in Emilio Estevez and Charlie Sheen's dad.
It's not, no, not him. I'm going The Professionals guy. Martin Sheen. Oh, shit, aye. Who am I thinking
He would have been really good. Like, I'm totally agreeing with Martin Sheen.
Oh, yeah, well, Gary wasn't in a movie.
I was thinking, oh, he's in a film with Martin Sheen. Kept that quiet.
Oh, no, who am I thinking of? Martin.
The Welsh guy.
No, the professionals. Oh, it's Martin Shaw.
Martin Shaw.
Martin Shaw. Because he was Bordy and Doyle in The Professionals.
Oh, yeah.
Gary met him and done extra work on his show, George Gently, and said he was a real nice guy. Oh, like, really, good. Really, really polite. And I was like, oh, that's nice. I think my mum had a crush on Martin. On Martin Shaw.
Martin Shaw.
Martin Shaw. Actually, no, I think your mum fancied Martin Shaw. I think a lot of the girls fancied Martin Shaw. He's a bit of a sex symbol. I'll have him in. But Martin Sheen's good, though. Are you going with Martin Sheen?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I am absolutely going with Martin Sheen. Because I was very quickly having a look and I'm not really arsed with any of these actors. But Martin Sheen, though, what a shout.
Apocalypse Now.
Apocalypse Now.
Oh, yeah, because that would have been about 78, wouldn't it?
He can proper act.
Oh, he's a good actor.
But he also does some light comedy in Frankie and Grace. Have you seen that show?
No.
Oh, it's really good.
Is that the one with...
Yeah, Lily Tomlinson.
Lily Tomlinson.
And...
Jane Fonda.
Yeah. Imagine Martin Sheen coming out as a gay man when he's like 75.
That was... I'd seen a little bit and that was a bit, yeah.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the guy from The Professionals.
No.
But the...
There you go, my alternative band then, Martin Sheen.
Martin Sheen, oh, I like that. Yep, that's good.
That's it. I mean, we're up to age 49 for Bond. The shag total is 26.
Did Roger get loads more?
It's still averaging about 2 a film.
Oh.
There must have been a couple of films there. There was 3.
But they've got a bit more in.
Although we had stricter rules, I feel, in episode 1, where it was you had to see The Pursuit.
Yeah.
And something to indicate after that the deed has been done.
A cigarette smoke. in an ashtray, like smouldering away in an ashtray.
Cigarette or a woman looking... Shameful.
Eating the pasty.
Yeah.
That would have been James. He'd say, oh, I'm hungry now. You know, the chase has got me.
Pasty. The Avenue's Billy Beluga caviar from the Caspian Sea. Pot noodle, bottle of blue naan.
Oh, God, yeah. That was a 1970s stable.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's about it, isn't it?
What's the next film?
For Your Eyes Only.
Oh, yes. Love the theme. Sheena Easton.
Sheena Easton, it's a good one. She gets a PR in the opening credits.
Oh.
It was the first ever singer to get featured in.
Oh.
Don't forget to tune in for next week's episode, which we will be reviewing.
For Your Eyes Only.